At the end of last session, Pennsylvania lawmakers created something called innovation schools with very little fanfare. What is this new category of schools? Keystone Crossroads' Avi Wolfman-Arend reports some think it's an honest attempt at reform. Others say it's backdoor politics.
Nearly every student at Belmont Charter School in West Philadelphia lives in poverty. School CEO Jennifer Faustman admits it's a tough demographic to serve.
Show me a model that's working right now in the city of Philadelphia. It doesn't exist. So I think this is completely necessary and it's urgent.
She's talking about innovation schools. She says the idea is to help schools like Belmont cut through red tape. Belmont could apply for waivers from state and federal regulations if it gets this new designation. But here's the catch, and it's a big one. The law makes it so Belmont is basically the only school eligible for this status. Longtime education advocate Donna Cooper says she's never seen anything like this law.
So there's obviously the risk of a precedent, like, hey, you did this for Belmont, let's do this for somebody else.
Cooper thinks the law is just a political handout and an example of Harrisburg cynicism run amok. Belmont's founder, Michael Karp, is a major donor to Republican leaders in the Capitol. In theory, if Belmont becomes an innovation school, it could get waivers for things like state testing, perhaps a way to duck accountability. But Belmont leaders say that's not the point. They just want to do more for their kids. Avi Wolfman-Arend, Keystone Crossroads.